Gamers Haven podcast proudly presents a companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Forple Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Yep, and it looks like you need a key on either side of the door.
Ooh, 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 lock picking. I'm the clock.
Are there windows?
There's bars on the windows.
Lock picking.
Can I just check the entire place for a window that isn't barred?
Yeah, there's the window they came in. It's smashed on the floor.
You can jump off the roof.
On ground level?
No, it's like kind of a few feet, like 8 feet up.
We still have the rope hanging from the roof. He doesn't know that, though.
Jump out that window.
Do me a favor. Because if she is, I'm going to pause. I'm going to hold off on you guys for a second and switch to them for a minute.
Right.
And then we'll be bouncing back and forth.
Right. So, like, what can I do? Can I just jump out that window right now? Pretty sure.
I don't know that you can jump. You can try and climb up to the window and climb out there, but...
Whoa.
I said it's about 8 feet up.
Wasn't the rope going in through the window, though?
I thought you meant...
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
8 feet up from the building.
Well, tell her we're about to... If she wants to come, we're going to switch to her and Jess, and she'll come in the room.
So it's 8 feet up. There's really no way out of this.
Hey, pour it back down the hole.
No, it's not really. I'm pretty sure that needs to go down.
Are you?
Are you really?
Yeah, they kind of he walked out and Molly went, hey, wait, wait a second, where are you going?
Yeah, I'm still following him around. Wherever he goes, I'm just following him. I'm done with this stuff.
All right.
Okay, so
the window is up, so I have to, like, I'm gonna go out the window. Where did I put the... Alright, I guess I'll do that.
Okay.
So, climbing checklist.
Yeah. Are you talking to him at all?
Yeah, I'm right now.
Yeah.
No, you still haven't told me who you are.
That's 7 and 5.
Oh, yeah.
But where'd you come from? Try me!
Sorry, am I at the
Okay, she's talking. Make it. Are you following him?
Oh yeah.
Climb check. If you don't have climb, I don't think you have climb.
All right, I don't.
It's like a D4.
D4 and your wild card, -2.
Yeah, I think you feel bad though.
This is gonna be great.
A 4 and 3. Five.
He's still well above her.
Yeah, I know, but she starts grabbing the rug and shaking the rug. So you're just kind of hanging there as you're trying to go out the window. Ah, what are you doing?
Can I just, like, keep climbing?
You're gonna go to the top of the building?
Well,
you make it up to the window. You're kind of, like, straddling the window right now.
All right, cool. Can I leave outside?
Yes. You can. Yeah, sure.
I don't suggest this. Relatively high.
8 feet up. Agility.
All right.
But with that 9, you kind of hop down, and you're like, "All right." So he walks out, and you're like, "Okay, closest way out of town is pretty much straight in front of me." You start walking. And walking.
Yep.
And you get about 30 feet away from the marshal's office, and all of a sudden you're facing the marshal's office again. And you're about only 15 feet away from the marshal's office.
I'm trying another direction. Like, instead of forward, I'm to the left.
Okay, so instead of walking directly away from the marshal's office, you'll walk to the left. And you'll walk, and you'll walk, and you get about... Keep in mind that the marshal's office is on, like, the back of the marshal's office is, like, the end of town. So, this side of town, like, you basically have the out of town, and it would be that way or that way. So, instead of going right through the town, left through the town, you'll go right out the other way, try to get out of town. Okay, once again, you get about 30, 40 feet away from the marshal's office. You're facing the marshal's office again, and you're only about 15 feet away.
I'm just going to scratch my head and look how many of the same buildings.
All right.
Well, no. The thing you have to understand is when you were walking away from the marshal's office, there was nothing in front of you. It was like open plains.
Right.
You get about 15 feet away, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, wait a second. Wasn't I walking away from this building?
Call the rock. Darkness.
Yeah. So you were. Don't tell me I lost.
I'm gonna walk. Okay. I'll
let you. No, keep talking. I just gotta see if I lost internet or something.
I'm gonna go up to the nearest building and just knock on the door.
Oh, Christ! Internet's not being happy.
Oh snap! Something just happened.
Okay. Never mind. It disconnected from Jumpgate for a minute. I don't know why. I'm
gonna knock on the door of the nearest building, I guess.
Okay.
Any answer?
It's the middle of the night.
Keep knock that. Harder.
Whoever answers the door can be pissed at you.
Is no one still? Is there no answer still?
Yeah, no. Nobody seems to be. The next building over, no answer.
How about the one after that? So just every place, just no one lives there.
No. Over the next few buildings.
I'm just gonna start banging on the next door I get to. Like, with both fists.
Nobody seems to be answering.
Jesus, they either sleep like rocks or there's no one in the damn houses.
Are you coming in?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no idea what I'm gonna do.
Alright.
All right, Mouton and just leave me wandering and get over the net.
Mouton and wow, that's a really sad gun for the Bandito.
Look at his pistol.
Wait, where is it?
That's the problem.
The barrel's gone.
His gun? No, it's there. It's just bent over. Okay.
He can shoot behind them that way.
Oops. It started working. Aha! We got you back.
There you go.
Hooray!
Sorry, it was being... My internet was being cranky. Alright, so Celine and Molly and Mouton, we're going to step away from you guys for a minute. And we're going to talk to Jess and Joey. Jess and Joey.
Yes?
Hi. Okay.
Yes, you're completely incapable of doing two things at once.
What's she doing?
Okay, so you guys... So you wake up in a room about this big.
Okay, how big is that compared to us?
It's, each square... I'm actually not going to make it 2 yards. I'm going to make it 5 feet. So it's about 15 by a... It's about a 15 by 15 room. And it's very much like... Almost like a jail cell.
We're in jail!
And...
What are you doing, taking a nap?
My neck hurts, so I wanted to leave.
Just don't fall
asleep. Jess, they killed our favorite X-Man. They killed our favorite X-Man in the comic.
Later.
Did they kill the Elixir?
Later. Okay, so you guys wake up and you're on these kind of stone slabby bed things. And it's like, you sit up and it's like, it's a very bare room and the clothing you were wearing, you guys aren't even...
I am so paying attention.
Okay.
I don't have much of an attention span today, so, you know.
You guys are wearing kind of funky clothing for you. Jeff, you're wearing a dress, but the dress is completely black with white outline all over it. The hem is white, like, the trim near the neckline is just white. And you've got a big kind of a pin on your chest. And just on the pin, all it has... is it has a big P like that, and then in front of the P it has 101. And Joe, you're wearing a black duster with white trim, black pants, white trim on the bottom of the pants, and like a kind of a black button-down shirt with white trim. And you also have a button. Yours is on your duster. It's got a P on it, and yours says 104. So there's a door here that seems to be shut. What are you guys going to do?
Try to see if the door is open.
Yeah, like, we're going to try to, like, sort of, like, we're gonna test the door.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think we have any of that stuff. Do we have our stuff with us?
No.
You have nothing but the clothes on your back.
Okay.
Probably.
Hey, no. For Jess, that is a legitimate concern. She is a lady.
Yeah.
Joey, not so much.
Okay, so I like...
No. Well, but the thing is, where...
That's Jess's first concern. My first concern... Okay.
Oh my god! I'm not... My clothing. I'm not where I was. Somebody saw me naked!
Okay, so I'm gonna go and, like... First of all, we'll, like, check the door and see if it opens.
I suggest you check the door.
Yeah.
So... Clatter, 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 clatter.
Yeah, okay, so the door doesn't open. So I start looking to see if there's any other way out. Any windows, any... There's no other way out.
There is nothing in this room.
Panicking.
I'm gonna just sit and wait patiently. I mean, somebody's gonna come in eventually.
I'm gonna bang on the door and see if someone will answer.
Hey! 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 Anybody?
Someone's out there.
Officer.
I'm just gonna wait patiently.
Can I ask Joey what she's doing here?
We were together.
Well,
oh.
No, you.
We're buddies.
The last thing you remember. is basically, you remember the train, you remember waking up in a room you don't remember, going, forget this, passing back out and waking up in this room.
What do I remember? Didn't I
you
go
remember
searching?
Waking up, you went downstairs, there was that annoying bartender who just told you it's Peoria. Everything's happened.
And then I go try to, and then didn't I go and try to find my gun?
Yes, you did. You found the marshal, they wouldn't give you the gun.
And that's pretty much the last thing that happened.
And then you went back to the hotel, and that's the last thing you remember.
So you're a clueless
like me. I still don't have my gun.
You still don't have your gun.
Okay, I sit and wait patiently, sitting someplace where if somebody comes in through the door, I have a possibility of being able to attack them.
Okay.
I'm pacing impatiently.
You're pacing impatiently.
And I tell her to
stop. Jess, I would like to remind you, you're not limited by physical weaponry.
Just no, I can pace as much as I want.
No.
Damn, it's like, Jess.
Jess,
you have other powers.
Huckster.
Oh yeah, can I call the devil and ask him to open the door for me?
No, but you could try and blow it open.
Okay.
I usually don't lead my my players
Jess
like this.
Jess needs some leading.
Yes, she does. Okay, Jess. Find your. You have your character sheet, right? It's probably.
Whose chips? Are these Jess's chips?
What did you pull?
I had them.
Then those are Jess's. Jess, that's Molly's. Yeah, that's your stuff right there. Second page. One more page. There you go. Your power's at the bottom.
I'm gonna do a soul blast.
Okay. So make. Look at the first page and look at your spell casting.
She's gonna kill the door.
Are you sleeping?
Okay.
You can always turn on the other lights in the room, honey, if you want. You are going to fall asleep. Don't fall asleep.
I'm not falling asleep.
So, roll your spell casting with... What's your spell casting rating? Mutant, help her out, please. What's your spell casting?
Spellcraft, correct?
Spellcraft.
D10.
Plus her wild card.
So...
Six.
And the wild is a two.
Okay, so basically, you close your eyes, you picture your little fight with a Manitou, you draw on your power, a card appears, the ace of spades magically just kind of appears in your hand, and you throw it, and the lock kind of just goes, thunk.
It's Gambit!
Pretty much. She just kind of goes, and the door...
Awesome!
And the door just kind of creaks, and
Yay.
Starts to swing open.
Go me.
So, doors open, and you see a hallway. And so basically what you see is if you step out into the hallway, you basically just see a pretty much a plain, very bare hallway with a whole bunch of doors that look a lot like yours.
Tell Joey to take that side, I'll take this side and we'll open all the doors.
Well, the doors are locked.
Oh, never mind.
But they do have grates on the windows and you can look in them if you so desire. So, are you searching around, or what are the two of you doing?
So, we're in the hall, it's a hallway that's shut off except for all these doors?
Well, no, it's a fairly long hallway. This is what you see at this point, is this actually comes down, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and then turns a corner here.
Well, I'm going to start seeing if any of the doorways, I'll probably see if any of the doorways that are, like, put my ear to maybe one of the doors and see if there's anyone in there, or do they look like maybe there are other prison
cells? Again, they all look like they're cells, but there is, like, a small barred window in the door. You can look in the windows.
So I'll probably look in and see.
Okay,
like,
and you look in and you see, a person just laying on the stone bed.
Knock on the door and say hello.
Don't respond. They look kind of spaced out.
Okay. I'm probably going to go this way around the corner. See
okay.
if I can find a way outside.
So as you're going this way, you notice that...
Are you coming with me?
Yes.
You notice...
Your friends.
As you start to come this...
Don't leave me!
As you start to come this way, you notice that this door here, instead of being the door is on the ground.
It's a trap door.
No.
It's a door on the ground.
Like, someone... There's a dent in the center of the door. Basically, like someone smashed the door from the inside and the door fell out.
Okay, so somebody else escaped.
Look in the room where they came from.
It's a bare room.
Okay, we're gonna keep going the way we're going, or at least I am.
I'm Jordan, because I think if there's a maniac, I'm loose.
She's staying very close to me. She's like holding onto my arm, like she's scared.
Okay, so you guys start. So she.
This is the character of Jess.
So you guys keep running, and there's as you start to go down this hallway, you do find another punched in door here.
It's the exact same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Punched in from the outside?
Basically punched in from your side into this.
And punched in from our side into the room.
From your side into the space, and it appears to be another short hallway. Ending in a ladder.
Okay, we're gonna go that way. At least I am.
And go up the ladder.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys run and go up the ladder, mm-hmm. and you come out in the marshal's office.
Whoops.
Yay.
So you guys come out in the marshal's office.
All the old familiar places.
Here.
The marshal's office? What the fuck?
And...
Is that Yoda?
Indeed it is.
No, I'll show you. I have a Yoda mini upstairs in my Star Wars collection. You may want to sit back down. Or are you going to play from there?
No, I'll move. Okay. I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Joe, can you hit yourself instead of using
that's yours.
As a table?
Okay.
It is getting fucking cold in here.
Yes.
Do you want to turn off the...
Yeah.
Can you just turn off the AC? Just turn it 2 clicks clockwise.
Where is our food?
I know, I'm starving.
Is that?
Should we call them again and ask them?
No, it...
They said, like, 45 minutes.
It hasn't been that long. Has not been all that long.
Jess came in around 6 and we ordered food almost immediately.
It's now 6.
No, it took you... Give another 10.
At least 20 minutes to get the food.
Yeah, it really did take about 20 minutes to get the food.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So if they're not here by 7:10, I'm gonna start really wondering where they
okay.
are.
Okay, that's fine. So you hear as you guys come out this ladder, you hear Molly chattering away. Hey, who are you? What's going on? What are you doing? Where are you going? Why are you leaving? Hey, why'd you go out the window? Why did you come back? Hello?
Hello?
That was awesome.
That wasn't directed at you.
Hi, Bob.
That was part of the game.
Hold on, I got pause. Okay. We're back. Sorry, Celine.
Okay.
Where were you?
You guys just walked into the room and I'm like...
Yeah, you guys walked into the... Just came up in the marshal's office and you just hear her... Hey, where are you going? What the hell's going on? Hey, who are you? Just chattering away.
I had no idea she was talking like that. I'm glad I left.
Yeah, that's the way my character is.
I roll my eyes.
You roll your eyes and if you guys head into the back...
Yeah, guys, last time we saw each other, I was following around doing it to you, wasn't I?
Yeah. You guys go into the back room and Matushka's kind of standing there with her things. Molly's...
This scene might actually be different. I'm just waiting for my turn to say what I was doing while they were
climbing through the wall. What were you doing?
He would have dropped Jess's stuff near his pack.
Okay.
And then taken out the pair of black pants and used one of his tomahawks to cut it into strips and tied up the two deputies.
Oh, okay, very good. No, that's right, there are deputies back there, aren't there?
Yeah. That are unconscious at the moment. As long as, you know, the marshal is still holding his crotch.
The marshal's just laying there. He, you guys have been enough trouble. He's not doing a damn thing.
So, He would have tied them up and then gone to the marshal, crouched down, and would have started going like, look, we got off on the wrong foot, so let's just start with, where are they? And then they could walk in at that point quickly.
Where are my friends? Oh, hi there.
Never mind. Ignore that question.
And I, what the hell is going on?
I agree.
Giant ghost dog eats people.
Ah, okay.
Giant ghost dog eats people? And
yes.
Rover's gonna get you all.
Oh, crap.
Is, yeah, there's a giant ghost. You're telling me there's a giant ghost dog.
I think he's more of a demon dog, actually.
He points towards the marshal and goes, named Rover, apparently.
Yeah, and you know, he seemed somewhat friendly until he got all giant and picked someone off and his mouth ran off. He never found him either. I think he might have gotten eaten. Kind of sad.
What the hell does this have to do with us having been in cells, and I was in here, and then I was in the cell, and I came up here, and
it's
now...
Peoria.
If someone said that to me again... I swear to God.
That was awesome.
Peoria.
It's Peoria.
And this one, she's...
Oh, I'm hey, chilling. You, I got your stuff. Yeah, it's
Where's
here.
My gun?
Matryoshka has your stuff.
No,
I have Jess's.
Yay, mine.
I have Jess's.
Yes.
What's Jess's character? Matryoshka
will kind of just point at your bag, which
okay,
is
so
on
I
floor.
Go and like put my gun, strap my gun back
okay,
on.
Okay, so you strap your guns back on. Jess takes her, I'm sure, gets her things, takes her derringer, puts it back down her bra. I would assume, being a lady, that's honestly, that's the best place for a lady to keep her small gun. The derringer is about this big.
Sounds uncomfortable.
And
to
I
me.
Think our food.
Oh wait, it actually gives more support. It's that.
Food's
and I'm sure you can't.
You guys want to? Gotta pause again.
Oh.
Pause this.
All right, we're
hey, hey, at least I know what my powers are. At least I don't think that when somebody says physical powers, I think well. I think
means I should pace longer, right?
When somebody because with Jessica, when somebody talks about physical as opposed to other abilities, she thinks that you mean health things.
Okay, moving on. Moving on. Moving on. So I'm sorry. Where were we? Yeah. You were interrogating. Oh, so.
Someone said it's Peoria, and I believe she said if someone...
Yeah, I said it's Peoria.
What? I'm trying to kill
yammering at you, or is he not in... He's gone.
Yo, I am out.
Master 2 will get you all!
Who said that?
The marshal.
Who's Master 2?
Nobody.
What is wrong with people
he's
here?
Rover. Was Rover his?
So I'm going to walk over the marshal.
He's kind of just sitting there going, like...
I'm gonna walk up to the marshal, put my gun like to his forehead. Could you please explain in English what the hell is going on?
Do you have intimidate?
I'll just lean back slightly because I was just crouching there with my tomahawk. But you know, if she blows his brain, that would get kind of messy. So.
I get a D4.
Okay, roll intimidate. It's a D4 plus a wild card.
D4.
Yeah, D4 plus a wild card, which is your D6.
2 and 3. Okay.
Use a chip. Reroll.
Yeah, you can use a chip to reroll should you want to.
Where's your chip? Where are my chips?
Right there.
What? So I can use one of the white ones to reroll. I got a 4 and a 4.
Reroll that 4, because that's max on that die. So you reroll.
A 1.
5. He runs this town. He's the one doing the experiments.
What experiments?
I'm making the town a better place.
How?
What kind of experiments?
Makes people happier.
I'm not happy. Your dog
picked
up a person.
I'm asking you a question.
So am I.
Take your
not
hand
right.
And go like this. Okay?
But I...
Cover...
But,
no.
So you're standing there with one hand against the guy's head, the other hand on top of Molly Reynolds' mouth, and all you're hearing, and of course, this isn't gonna stop her. So you're hearing.
Oh, stand by Celine and laugh.
Exactly. Okay. What kind of experiments is he doing?
I don't know. I don't do experiments. I just got hired to take care of the town.
What's with all those people in those cells?
They're not happy enough.
So what's he doing to them?
Making them happy.
By doing what?
I don't know.
Where can I find him?
He's around.
Where?
Around. I'm not sure where he is right now.
Can you contact him?
You can probably find him down in the labs.
Where are the labs?
Downstairs.
That's where we came from.
Yeah, I guess. Wait,
is it? How do I get there? Where is it in relation to the cells?
It's attached to the cells.
So, which way do I walk when I walk down there? Do I keep walking the other way?
Head to the end of the cells. You can't miss it.
What's with the escape prisoner?
Wasn't so much an escape prisoner as a newcomer, and he was freaking some of the people out. So we had to take him and make him happier.
How do you make someone happier?
That should not work.
So as a for last good measure, I kick him.
You want me to attack him? No.
But first, I cock the gun so that he thinks I'm gonna shoot him, and then I kick him in the.
You could just buffalo him.
What?
Buffalo?
Yeah, okay.
So you take him, and. I'm not even gonna make you roll for this, it's just basically. Thud!
Yeah.
And he's out.
Oh, and I turn around and start the other way down to go. What's this guy's name? Master what?
Two.
Master 2. I don't know about you guys, but I'm gonna go find Master 2.
I'm going too!
Great, I'm thrilled!
Okay. So are you all going downstairs?
Before he follows him, he'll tie up the Marshal 2.
Okay, so these guys are all tied up here.
And fairly unconscious.
With their own crappy black pants that they left in the room.
So were our clothes with our other stuff, or are we not? Really?
Yeah, your regular clothes are with your things, if you want to change.
I probably would wait till later.
Okay. I think you'd probably pull out your duster and put it on so you look scarier.
No, she's wearing this other duster.
Oh, okay.
It's just not her duster.
I switched mine.
It's like, forget this crappy thing. Put your regular duster on.
Put my hat back.
Put your hat back on.
All right. I'm good now.
All right, let's do this. Okay, Mooten.
Okay.
You can't find anybody right now.
There's nobody out there?
And you.
Is there a party going on I don't know about?
You hear a bunch of stuff coming from inside the marshal's office again. Make me a fight.
So wait, have we come out of the marshal's office?
No, you guys are still in the marshal's office. Keep in mind the. She's here. For Christ's sake! Wham! And the door just kind of goes, thud.
Well, I guess we know what happened to those doors.
So he.
Oh, that was him! I get it all now.
Well, you never saw any of the doors knocked down.
No, but they were talking about it.
Okay.
I knew.
Wait, she can hear stuff when she goes off like that? Impressive.
Yeah, it's
him.
Cool, huh?
She can walk to the back.
Look around.
They're all standing there kind of going, looking at you.
Do I tell what the marshal is?
I take my gun point. Who the hell are you?
That line going.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get out of town.
Good, so are we. Do you know this Master 2 guy?
No. I know that when you try to walk out of the town, you just end up facing this person.
Great.
Tried it about 7 times. And no one's answering their doors.
Well, I'm going to go find the guy who's in charge of this town if you want to come.
The doors must not be very friendly.
It's there.
Yeah, so basically, also, Molly, in your head, you know, to you, when that door got punched in, you just heard, ah!
I'm going to go over and look at the door and make sure it's okay.
Is
the marshal still awake?
No, he's unconscious right now.
Do I recognize him? Can I just go up and slap him?
Let her out. What?
Can I just slap him?
Yeah, you can slap him.
Alright, cool. I'm just slapping him. Slap him again. One more time.
What?
Wake up.
What? Now?
Are his eyes open?
He's kind of...
Yeah. Slap him again.
Oh, stop that!
Wake up.
Keep in mind, he just took a gun to the side of the head. I know.
I wasn't there.
No, I know, that's true. That's true. What? What? What?
Why do I keep walking away from this town to face this place?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to leave it. It's not all that.
Nobody leaves Peoria.
Yeah, it's Peoria.
Peoria stuff. You shut up.
I can't
leave.
Don't
told me to say.
Nobody leaves. Why would you want to leave?
Because I have to go somewhere.
I am not.
Nobody leaves.
Like right now.
Nobody leaves.
You're gone.
Why not?
I don't
well,
know.
I don't.
That's what Master Tooth told me. Nobody leaves.
So, like, you don't have, like, I don't know, some sort of key or a different way to get out of here?
Look, man, I haven't left town in months. I haven't needed to leave town in months. Nobody leaves.
Okay, so you haven't left town in months, but you left town before. How did you do that?
That was before Master Two came.
I think we need to go see and find Master Two.
So Master Two just makes everything incredibly inconvenient.
No, he makes everything happier, man.
I don't know. I don't care who comes with me, but I'm going to go find Master Two.
I'm coming!
Great.
You start walking out there. I don't care who comes with me, but I'm going downstairs. I'm coming. it's like you're hoping anybody else is going to speak
not,
up.
I'm not even paying attention.
No, I know you're not, but it's like you're obviously hoping anybody else but her speaks up.
So I'm Jasmine.
Alright, so I'm not paying attention to them.
I don't know why.
Like, alright, so like, where's this Master Two?
Downstairs in the labs. I told them that.
I'm just gonna look up. Oh. Okay. And I'm just gonna leave and I'm gonna go down the stairs back through the cell.
Yeah.
Because I figured that's the only possible place because all the other doors are locked and nobody wants to answer their doors. It must be down where I came from.
Okay, yeah. And we
but since I, don't know
so
what,
you,
since I don't
so
know exactly
So did you walk down
where,
with us or did you walk
no,
ahead
I'm walking ahead of you. Okay. I'm checking every cell door.
Okay, if you're
know,
checking every
exactly.
cell door, I'm probably ahead of you. Unless you're moving
oh, yeah,
incredibly quickly.
So you guys go downstairs.
Walk down first.
Oh, yeah. Great.
What?
Did you come with
before
us?
Before following,
yep.
I'll gag the three of them, and then, like, as an afterthought, close the door behind us when we leave the, leave the storage room.
Okay, so she's even, like, so she didn't come with us when your character didn't come with us originally when the three of us walked. Cause we
no, he
you,
went
you
got, for
basically,
triumph
basically you, they all started to, you all started to leave. He came in, questioned the marshal some more, which I'm sure caught your guys' attention.
Yeah, but I left before he was done once he started talking about Master Two and getting no new information.
And then once everybody's done and walking out, she's down there. Okay. So here's what it looks like right now. You're down there.
I'm right behind her.
You're right behind her. You're there.
I'm checking doors.
He's checking doors. Sorry,
so
you guys are
probably get half me while I'm doing that.
Jess is right with you. And
Jess is probably still holding.
And Matushka's bringing up the rear. I don't need this anymore. He's in tight.
Okay, so what happens next?
Well,
bless you.
As you guys are checking doors and going through.
Well, I think they know exactly where to go. I'm the one checking doors. I can maybe.
Right. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
You guys get down this way. Un momento, por favor.
It should be the Sand Raider again.
No, that's not what I'm looking for. Aha, there it is.
They'll be back.
What?
Nothing.
So is this the legacy? Does he actually look like this, or is this just because the guy's not painted? Because he painted black. Like,
no, that's basically black. I haven't painted.
Okay, so he's... Okay.
Black guy in the middle of the hallway!
Okay.
No.
That sounded so great.
That's almost as good as Passover. There's a black man running through the house. Hi, Andy!
Was he what? Naked?
Yeah. And
was he naked?
Was he naked? No, it was a black man just ran through the house. Was he naked?
Just so you understand what we're talking about, Celine, my best friend Andy was living with us at the time, and he came back from work to join us at Passover, but he had to go change his clothes first. I heard him come in, and he poked his head around, waved hi to me, and because I was at the end of the table, and then walked off. And I just went, "Hey, black man just ran through the house." My mom stops and goes, "Was he naked?"
No, it was before we were sitting down at dinner.
Was it?
Yeah, it was when we were sitting
in the living room.
No, he ran into the kitchen because he was making asparagus.
Right. You guys remember this way better than I do. So,
I have a good memory.
Standing, looking out, having heard a lot of commotion, is a man with a kind of a large hat. He's kind of looking out the bars, and Molly and Selene, give me notice checks.
I have no.
I just need them. I don't need one from you.
Why?
You'll find out.
Nine.
Hey, wait a second. That's the guy Rover grabbed.
Wait. Which is my
D10?
This is my
D10,
right?
Go saw Mr. Thoughty. He did that.
I get a 4 and a 3.
Yeah, you also realize, hey, wait a second, that's the guy that the dog grabbed earlier.
Oh, good, demon. Rover didn't eat you!
Rover, why would the dog... What? Rover, I guess, is the dog?
Well, you're not eating, are you?
No, I seem to be okay.
Where are you from?
The old country.
Which old country? I hear there's a bunch of them.
Europe.
Don't ask him any questions. Shut up.
Well, what part of Europe? I hear there's a bunch of parts.
My people's part is all over. Yes, this is who you think it is.
So I'm just sort of... So am I involved in this conversation?
Is it? Oh.
Because I totally wasn't.
He's my generic favorite NPC. He's gonna be in every game of Deadlands I ever run.
Okay, am I involved in this conversation?
Yeah, well, Molly and Selene, I assume, have stopped and are talking to this guy through the door.
Okay.
Well, she's talking. I'm just looking to make sure there's no one coming our way or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay. And
so how many doors have I been
through? You've kind of made it like a few doors in. You're probably just before the door where they are. They got.
I'm just looking in to check.
I came over because I want to see. I want to see. Who the hell are you? Are you Master Two?
No. My name is Isaac. Isaac Van Helsing.
Oh, no.
Except
Jewish.
Oh, I don't care.
A Jewish Van Helsing.
Do you know where it is? Do you know who Master Two is?
But you're not Jewish.
I assume he's the fellow who was questioning me earlier.
Do you know where he is? Do you know where he is? Do you know where is he?
I believe he's down the hallway that way.
So I go and walk.
Hey! Where are you going?
I'm gonna go look for Master Two.
I'll just tell him you're safer here and then go.
What? Coming in?
Said I'll tell him you're safer here, and then go.
I can help you.
I'm gonna take 2 steps past the door.
Yeah.
Just stop. Turn around. Step away.
Okay. He steps back into the side of the door. Wham! Thud! Door goes down. Oh, thank you very much! Tips his hat at you again.
I would like to point out that I'm like way down the hall.
I know.
Wear a coupon under the hat.
I'm just gonna shake my
What's
head.
What's the funny thing under your hat? It seems friendly.
Oh. It's my yarmulke. Pardon me, I should have introduced myself properly. My name is Rabbi Isaac Van Helsing.
Your Van Helsing's a rabbi.
Oh my god, I'm just going to shake my head and keep walking.
I'm way down the hallway already.
Alright, so hallway ends like this way.
What's a rabbi?
Didn't
No, you would know that.
What? I would know that? I'm assuming if this is way back then.
General, not... Jews were not... They were uncommon, but not unheard of.
People used to think that, like, they
were... You're educated.
You are an educated person.
I'm educated. Okay, so I...
You're a professor. You're a smart person. You're an educated
person. Okay, I'm just crazy.
You know, you would have heard...
You're nuts, but...
You might not.
You might not.
You might have other suspicions about Jews, but you wouldn't know what a rabbi...
Not much.
Yeah. But you would know what a rabbi was.
Right.
Whether or not you were thinking...
It's a Jewish holy man.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
what you
know. Okay, so I've gotten to the end of the hallway. What does it end?
Ends of, you know, another 20 yards down the hallway.
Okay, so is there some other door?
There's a door. Like, the hallway ends and there's a door.
Is a door that can be opened?
Yeah.
Can I try to open?
Okay. Interestingly enough, this door is not locked. Molly, can you give me, three paper towels, one wet?
What?
I need to wipe this off. I need to wipe this off and make a new map. Yes, Isaac Van Helsing, Jewish rabbi vampire hunter.
Yeah. Mad scientist.
Yes, I know.
Why? Because...
We know about the character.
Is this your a character you made up?
This is a character that I created in my head. And
read something in the picture of.
That's not what sounds
like. You can't tell me it's not funny.
I think it's hilarious. Mutant apparently disagrees.
No, Mutant just has met Isaac before in the other game.
I just didn't think he was.
He is my signature NPC. I'm sorry.
And the accent and the oil and the oil.
Well, that is actually, I think he's doing a decent native accent, to be honest.
Yeah, Ethan's was a little bit off, but mine's okay. Ethan also made a comment about getting a receipt, which was the whole Jew money joke, which kind of made me uncomfortable. Not gonna lie. And he'll hear this and go, oh, well, shit, I'm sorry. I'm sure. But we're not talking about Ethan today.
Well, we just were.
Good job.
No, we're done.
Okay. But, like, seriously, is he gonna be in D&D? Because I don't think I'd be able to handle him for games.
Huh? Ethan? No.
How would he show up?
He's just a Deadlands character.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Did we lose the line?
No, that's her sending me a message. I am being Switzerland!
I said Switzerland to Switzerland. I'm not involved in this.
I have no idea what's going on, so...
I still have to interact with him, I'm sorry. Which is why... Okay, end of
Switzerland.
Conversation. Okay.
Yo, you know what? You know what'll change this completely? Make this carry for him. It's an ice wizard movie. His name is Scoops Haagen-Dazs.
It's gonna be
Scoops Haagen-Dazs.
Paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, Eric, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games. Hey,
don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
Well, I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.